grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our sermon text from today comes from our gospel reading heard moments ago.
You may be seated. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. These quotes by John the Baptist all have one thing in common: judgment. The Messiah promised to Abraham and his descendants had finally come, and John, who is called by God himself, was preparing the way for the Lord. He did this by going around the region of Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Not only that, but John himself had the great responsibility of baptizing Jesus in the Jordan River. Here he would see with his very eyes the heavens open and God declaring, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." After all of this, John would have known for certain that Jesus was truly the Messiah. Unfortunately, after denouncing Herod for all of his sins, John unjustly finds himself in prison. And this is where we see him in our text today. Roughly a year later, John is still in prison, with his execution drawing ever closer. He hasn't seen Jesus since his baptism. The only thing he knows of him are the reports that come from his disciples. Hearing that Jesus was only performing miracles wouldn't have made sense to John. This wasn't the message that he was preaching. He preached that the Messiah would bring judgment and wrath. Condemning people like Herod, this would have been beneficial to John, since it would have allowed him to go free from the dark, dreary prison that he was held captive in. Instead, all he is hearing is Jesus is performing miracles, acts of compassion and mercy. For John, Jesus hasn't lived up to any of his expectations, which causes him to doubt if Jesus truly is the Messiah. This doubt leaves him asking, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" As we hear this, it's almost unfathomable to think that John, this great prophet who cleared the way for the way of the Lord, would doubt Jesus. However, if we take a closer look, it really isn't. John, as we know, was a Christian. He did have faith in Jesus. However, he was also a sinner, one who could fall prey to the sins of his flesh. Like John, you too have been affected by this sin, allowing you to place faulty expectations on Christ. It's easy to fall into this way of thinking. Because you have faith in Christ, He'll protect you from everything that plagues this world. It's because of your faith that you've stayed healthy. It's because of your faith that you have a safe driving record and have never gotten into a car accident. It's because of your faith that there is stability in your job and you won't lose it. These faulty expectations lead you to believe that you're invincible, that nothing can ever happen to you, until one day it does. As it is with most problems in the world, you never expect they'll happen to you. Suddenly your health fails you, and you find yourself in a hospital. Suddenly you're driving home one evening, and you hit a drunk driver. Suddenly, you lose the biggest client, and your office is being closed. Like John, your misled expectations of Christ leave you confused and doubting, leaving you to cry out to Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or should you look for another?" As easy as it would be to turn away from Jesus, this isn't how John responds. He takes his doubts to the right place, to Jesus himself. John sends his disciples to Jesus, where they find him healing people of all diseases, plagues, evil spirits, and restoring sight to the blind. The disciples ask Jesus John's question, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Jesus could have easily responded by saying, "Tell John, yes, I am the Messiah, the one promised of old." However, he doesn't. He does something different. He actually uses scripture. He says, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them." All of these miracles, which Jesus just mentioned and had performed, were foretold by the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. What Jesus is doing is fulfilling these prophecies while at the same time giving evidence as to why he is the Christ. The purpose of Christ taking on human flesh and blood wasn't just to bring judgment at John, as John has expected, but mercy and grace. As Matthew 20:38 says, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." However, these miracles are not the last of the signs that Jesus will perform. There's still another prophecy that is yet to be fulfilled. And Isaiah speaks of this in chapter 53. "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his stripes, we are healed." Jesus Christ, the perfect Son of God, comes to you in the flesh. He took upon himself all of your sins and carried them to the cross. There he would take the full wrath of God, where he would be crushed for your iniquities. It's through his death that you are healed. He did this specifically to relieve your doubts of judgment that would befall those who do not believe in his death and resurrection, the greatest of all his miracles. The message that Jesus is the Messiah would have brought John comfort as he lived out the remaining days of his life. However, it's important not to forget the crowds that were gathered around Jesus. They had just heard John's message of doubt. They would have thought, was John truthful in his preaching? Was he lying to us? This suspicion would have caused the crowds to doubt Jesus as the Messiah as well. To this, Jesus reassures them by saying, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and live in luxury are in king's courts. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet." This comment by Jesus would have removed any doubts the crowd had, since Jesus confirms John's message of judgment was actually correct. For it is true that Jesus will bring judgment on the last day. However, this will be after his first advent, which involves grace and mercy. Jesus continues to praise John as one of the greatest prophets, for not only was he called by God to prepare the way of the Lord, but unlike the other prophets, John himself saw the Messiah. However, Jesus says, "Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." Jesus is referring to the fact that John's work is finished, and he wouldn't be able to see the final culmination of Christ, which is his death and resurrection. For those in the New Testament are great in the kingdom of God, for they have witnessed the full revelation of Jesus, from his birth and being placed in a lowly manger, to his death on the cross and resurrection from the grave. You are part of the New Testament, for you have the full revelation of Jesus. He died on the cross for you and your sins, in order that you may not experience the judgment and wrath on the last day. As ones who have been baptized into his death and resurrection, he's removed all of your doubts. He has reconciled you to God through his death on the cross. So in those instances, when you find yourself in a hospital, or in a car accident, or with a lost job, you can be certain that God has everything under control. He cares for every single one of his sons and daughters. And he knows your every need. So during those times, when our false expectations of Christ arise, leaving us to questions of doubt, like John, we too can bring our question to Christ. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? Here, Jesus will answer, "Go and tell what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me." Please rise. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.